guys still having a good time? Yeah. All right, good. Because we got a lot more fun ahead. Just a reminder, this is Radio Live coming to you from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. All of our artists here tonight have their music with them. When you check the table by the door, you'll see what's available, and you can hopefully pick up some of their music and take it with you. All right, are we ready to continue? Thank you. Once again, Sally Barris.
Thank you. I'm going to start this set out with a little gospel song, a sweet little gospel song, and then it's just going to go downhill. So I'm just warning you. Every time I come down to Radio Live, the audience is so amazing, but I don't know, you guys seem extra amazing tonight. Just saying. And this is a song about having so much fun that you feel like you're committing some kind of crime, which is kind of how I feel tonight in this room. We're having way too much fun, if only people knew. So this goes out to you guys. Little nitty. Loving you is a crime. I'm gonna do my time. To the judge I will appeal for every moment that we steal. Chainers, throw me behind bars. You come and fun. getting away with something. By day we play it safe, by night we make our escape. Like two thieves in the dark, hiding out in each other's arms. If you stood with the criminals in line, I'd pick you out and say that you were mine. Baby, we're on the run, guilty as they come. I love getting away with something. Whirlwinds in my hair, your hair. Getting away with something. Woke up in New Orleans. Vegas was a scene. San Francisco was a dream. Baby, we're on the run, having too much fun. I love getting on a new CD, and if you also want to get involved in the making of that CD, just go to my website, sallyberris.com, and that's Berris just like Chuck Berris from The Gong Show. And you can, there's a picture of the new CD, it's called The Road in Me, and you just click on where it says pre-order the CD, and you can go there and help me to pay for it, which would be awesome. And you can get a CD, a poster, a T-shirt. I will. There's a lot of things really to choose from. So go check it out. And this song is going to be on it. It's a song I wrote with Don Henry. It's a Halloween love song. Now I know what you're thinking. Not another Halloween love song. But they are sweeping the nation right now, and. Long story short, I have this friend in Northern California. One year for Halloween, she made skeleton dolls, and they were a skeleton doll band. And I said, you know, this band needs a song, and I'm just the girl to write it. So we were trying to think, well, what would skeletons say to each other if they were in love, and wrote this song. Get out from under all that graveyard grass. And grind a little bony ass. You give me spiders and barnyard flies each time I look into your hollow eyes. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. You shake and rattle with your tricks and treats. If I had a heart, it'd skip a beat. Your wormy hair and your toothy grin really kill me all over again. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. Spine. When the blood dries and the moon goes down, we'll find a closet we can hang around. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. Shriek. Just give me a good old shriek when you hear the word shriek. Later on we'll make the coffin creak. It feels so wicked when you make me shriek. If my tongue wasn't gone, you know, I'd lick you clean from skull to toe. Everybody, rib to rib, bone. I wanna kiss you, but your lips are gone. One more time, here we go, everybody. Rib to rib, bone to bone. I wanna kiss you, but your lips are gone. Goodness. I think I'll do a really pretty song now. This is a song I wrote with a wonderful singer-songwriter named Ellis, and we wrote it for our sweethearts back at home while we're on the road traveling. So I'm going to send this out to my sweetheart who's listening on his laptop in Nashville right now. It's just about being away from the ones that you love. And this will also be on the new CD. You leave for a time, won't be long, a short goodbye. Look up, we're under the same sky. When you're a gypsy wandering, till you come back home again, until you're lying by my side. Somebody waits for you, somebody prays for you. Think of me as you close your eyes. When you sleep under the stars, I hold you in my heart. Somebody misses you tonight. Take it with us wherever we go. Together or apart, we both know. There's a treasure we keep safe. It brings us back to a tender place. And you and I are never alone. Somebody waits for you. Somebody prays for you. Think of me as you close your eyes. When you sleep under the stars, I'll hold you in my heart. Somebody misses you tonight. Like the steady river flows, constant wind, gentle as it blows. Somebody waits for you, somebody prays for you. Think of me as you close your eyes. When you sleep under the stars, I'll hold you in my heart. Somebody misses you tonight. very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Sally Barris.
All right. Y'all still having a good time?
Yeah!
Good. Woo. I got the feeling you folks would stay here all night. Well, then you get to clean up when you're done. While Alan's getting ready, I wanted to mention, you know, talked about the music and things we've got on the table back there, but Alan Rohde is an artist in many mediums, or media, I guess is the proper word. An excellent artist, and some of his samples of some of his work is back there on the table, and hope you'll check that out as well. He actually was kind of doing that as a career before he decided to spend most of his time on his true love, which of course is making music, and we're all the better for it. But the good news is he's still able to do both, and all the more for us to enjoy. So please welcome once again, Mr. Alan Rohde.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. There I am. I'm going to do a song that I did not write. Just one of my favorite songs. And some of you have heard me do it, and it's on my album called Journey that came out in 2001. And that album did feature a duet with John Prine, and John Hartford played fiddle on that track. But I won't be doing that one tonight. But anyway, here we go. This is a Richard Thompson classic here. Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such light. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. I've seen you on the corners and in the cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. I've 21 years, I might make 22. I don't mind dying except for the love of you. But if fate should break my stride, well, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Come down, Red Molly, cried Sergeant McCrae. They've taken in James A. the unarmed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. She came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world needs a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Norton's and pieces and Indians just won't do. Haven't got a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for a hand and slipped her the keys. He said, I've no further use for these. See angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent.
Appreciate that. This is a song that I wrote as a poem, actually. And it got published in a weekly, an alternative weekly up in my hometown of Louisville. And people kept telling me I ought to put music to it. It took me a couple of years and finally did, but it's no big deal, really. You know, you write a poem and you like it as a poem, hopefully, but... and I like it as a song. And this will also be on my next recording. You know, sometimes you write something and you're not really sure what it's going to be about at first. And I finally figured out this was just a song of loss. Cheer everybody up here. All right, ready? One, two, three, four. Thank you.
sinking ships. Rainy afternoons. November's dying flowers. Everywhere I look today, another cold one's on the way. Makes me wish for June. Like these thoughts of you and sinking ships, rainy afternoons. December's crying, dying trees. Frozen in their tracks, packing boxes, long goodbyes. Misty days and misty eyes, they linger as if sad old tunes. Like these thoughts of you and sinking ships, rainy afternoons. Gray smoke from a cigarette floats off to eternity. The ashes of another day, empty now, no words to say. Except the end came all too soon. Left me with these thoughts of you, like sinking ships, rainy afternoon. Gray smoke from a cigarette rolls off to eternity. The ashes of another day, empty now, no words to say. Except the end came all too soon. Left me with these thoughts of you, like sinking ships, rainy afternoon. These rainy afternoons.
Thank you very much. Right. Well, I get requests for the song Everywhere I Go. People like this next song, and it's pretty sick. But I like story songs, and this last fall, I attended my 50th high school reunion. Pretty hard for me to say out loud. But this is a song about an impromptu high school reunion. And I forgot the right harmonica, so I'll blow that trumpet or whatever again. Thank you.
Well, the lounge band was playing loud. It was a lively crowd, mostly baby boomers hanging on. He sat at the bar alone, a businessman far from home, his wedding ring clicking along. She looked like a soldier's dream, center stage, and she did sing in a silver spandex suit for the last set. When the drummer yelled, "It's time to quit," the crowd, they went into a fit. She headed for the bar and a cigarette. He knew that old song. He knew it might be wrong, but if it was in his power, he'd be holding her within the hour. She walked up reaching in her purse. Beneath her breath, he heard her curse. He was very quick to flick his bick. She said, "Thanks, my name's Charlene, and you know it's the strangest thing, but I swear somewhere before I think we've met." He said, "I don't know, I'm from Duluth." She said, "That's my hometown too. What year did you graduate?" He said, "64. She said, "I got out in 65. Hey, I remember you just fine, the captain of the football team, so much more." He said, "I'll be, but I don't recall your name or face at all, though you favor someone I knew back in my last year." Well, a spark flashed in Charlene's eye. Way down deep inside, she cried. She was not about to show a tear. You see, she remembered this quarterback, county champ at high school track, and how he mistreated every girl he ever met. She was thinking, "What a jerk. I even did his homework, helped him cheat to get that scholarship. Yeah, he put me through living hell, forgot all about me with that last school bell, and except for being fat and gray, he hadn't changed a bit." He said, "What's your pleasure? This one's on me." And she said, "Make mine a between the sheets," as he lit them both one more cigarette. Yes, she knew his old song. She knew it might be wrong, but if it was in her power, she'd have her revenge within the hour. She said, "Come on upstairs, bring your drink. You know I'm nearly on the brink. I need to unwind, I need some company." Well, they looked her over, checked his watch. He looked again and scratched his crotch and said, "Why not? I'm in no rush to leave." They got a little high up in her room, and a kiss played a long tune, and before too long, his hand was right upon her thigh. Right about then, it all hit the fan when he discovered that she was a man. The quarterback threw up on the window glass. Charlene laughed out loud as his heart raced. She even threw her wig down in his face. In a voice a little lower, she said, "Maybe you remember me now. I'm Charlie Polk, that little kid you used to kick around. Yeah, you called me fag, you called me clown. All you ever did was beat me down. One night you left me by that ditch. All I ever wanted was to be one of your friends. After all these years, this is how it ends. I guess fate served you right, you son of a... Well, the gray-haired hero spat and choked, and wiped his mouth and grabbed his coat. All the way to the elevator he ran. Charlene readjusted a bit, put her wig back on and some fresh lipstick, went upstairs to party with the band. The story is, go Charlene.
Alan Rowley, yeah, Alan. Thank you. All right. Still got some more fun to come, folks, so hang in there. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Yeah. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. We do love our sponsors. Thank you very much. All right, I noticed a few people in the front row were getting a little nervous this last set, so as you notice, Sarah has moved to the piano now, where she's a little bit more restrained. So I think everybody will be safe. Please welcome once again the Sarah Mac Band.
Like you love me. Well, Sarah's going to come back up here, so you need to be prepared again. I'm sorry, guys.
I know. Ships are about to fly.
That's right. You know, this is such a great place. Man, just love playing here. I want to say hi to all the people that are passing by in the trolley, you know, and it's just kind of cool.
I actually came out and took a picture of you guys earlier because it's so fun looking.
Recently, we went to South by Southwest. Because why not? 5,000 other bands do it. So we thought, hey, we can do that too. But we had a friend, a guy by the name of Grant Peoples. Some of you people may know him. Yeah. Yeah. Just name dropping here with mid-level talent. Mid-level people, you know, nobody big. But anyway, he said, you need to do a local song, from a local artist in Texas. And so he mentioned a few guys, and so we started looking around, and we found this Sam Baker song. And so Sam Baker's a big guy in Austin, so I'm dropping another name there. So we worked this song up, and it's really cool. We kind of changed it around, and we were getting ready to play it in Austin the first night. And Grant had told Sam Baker, I guess. So we're getting ready to start, and who walks in the door but...
Sam Baker!
And Sarah's like, ooh.
I was like, man, I'm totally about to rip this guy's song off, and I did not ask for permission, and he is going to watch it. So I jumped off the stage, and I ran up to him, and I said in my best girl voice, Mr. Baker, would it be okay if I covered one of your songs? And he like, grabbed both of my cheeks and, like, yes, honey, that's why I came. And I was like, all right. So then I ran back on stage and we started playing. It was kind of awkward for the audience to see that whole thing happen. But I think he liked it. I mean, I guess he's not going to, like, give us the big thumbs down from the audience. But he seemed to enjoy it.
We did not get a cease and desist letter.
Yeah, we did not get anything from his lawyers. So. Waiting around to die. Waiting round to die. He sings an old song, a song to himself he sings. Waiting round to die. He wears a blue suede cowboy hat. He got a warrior's woman draped across his lap, and he sings an old song, a song to himself he sings, waiting round to die. Now one border whorehouse looks just like another. He came here first with his father and his brother. Now nobody cares one way or another, and he sings an old song, a song to himself he sings. He throws a 20 on the table by the pig's feet jar, and he sings an old song, song to himself he sings, waiting round to die. He's got a beautiful woman wrapped around his shoulder, eyes painted like clay, except colder. She said a hell of a deal, ain't it, this getting older, and he sings song, song to himself he sings, waiting round to die. song like that. Then the two plump women start laughing at his hat. So he throws another 20 down just like that, and he sings an old song, song to himself. Started playing that song. We're from Tallahassee. Anytime we play in Tallahassee, my dad comes to our shows. And yeah, it's real sweet. And but after the show, the first time we played that show, he said, "I love that new cowboy song you wrote." And I was like, "No! Hate to break it to you, pops." But yeah, so like Charlie said, we love the blues. So So we're going to play a little blues song for you. This one's on our most recent studio album, not the one that we're fundraising for, but the last one. And so we do have CDs back there and T-shirts and stickers and drink koozies, because who doesn't need a cold beer? And so we'd love to shake your hand and hear your story and get you on our email list so you can find out next time we'll be in Tallahassee. Pensacola. But thank you very much, WWF, for having us. It is truly, truly a pleasure to come in and, like, have people waiting for you and say, "Can we help you carry your stuff?" And everything is, like, lined up, and it's beautiful, and it sounds great. That's, like, a musician's dream. So thank you guys very much for having us. You do a great job, and we really, really appreciate it.
Sunday morning when we finally leave.
kiss me and hold me tight. That's what keeps me satisfied.
Sarah Mac Band, yeah. Woo. All right. Sally and Alan are going to come back out and join Sarah and Claire and Charlie. We're going to have the big finale number here in just a second, but I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmeister is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound this evening, as always, Mr. Tom Skinner. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. Our production assistants tonight, Mr. Steve Pfeiffer and Josh Morton. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers are Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, Mariah Singerman. And our house manager, Trish Allison and Lindsay Myers. Our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
shine. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. Tell me, you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. What you need.
I went down to the demonstration to get my fair share of abuse, singing with one of them to frustration. If we don't gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. No, you can't always get what you want. No, you can't always get what you want. Well, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, boy, you just might find.
Get what you need.
Store. Get my prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. Man, was he looking ill.
We decided that we'd have us a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. So I played my song for Mr. Jimmy. He had one word for me, and this is what he said. Dan, let's go.
Well, you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you just might find. Just might find.
You get what you need.
Play it, Sarah.
Get what you want. And you can't always get what you want. And you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find, yeah, you get what you need.
Practiced at the art of tell by her blood-stained hair.
I can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
Woo!
You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometime, just might find
if you get what you need.
Get what you need.